Yes, ma'am. And what is your name?
Raylene Brady.
Okay, Ms. Brady. Who is Ms. Brady?
Ms. Brady.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will serve as your lead, so just hang on.
Ms. Brady?
Yeah?
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Raylene Brady, 159762.
Thank you, ma'am. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. And this is concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. I see that you were notified about this hearing on June 14th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So, did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, that's fine. The attorney's optional. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today.
Okay.
Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Westby, who's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Okay.
So I need to swear the two of you in. So, Ms. Brady and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you both. Ms. Brady, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Ms. Brady, I'm going to read this allegation to you. And as I read, after I read it, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll start phase one of your hearing, and here is the allegation. It's that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically violent behavior on or about May 27, 2018, in Tucson, Arizona, at Tucson Transitional Housing. Ms. Brady, is that true or false?
It's true.
It's true. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Brady's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Brady, we'll move to phase two of your hearing then to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So if you just stay on the phone, we'll be right back with you and talk some more in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Westby.
On December 11th, 2017, Ms. Brady was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested May 29th, 2018 by ABC staff. There are no new charges. She was back in DOC custody May 29th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of November 10th, 2018, 0 Scott days. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2014, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2014, providing prison contraband, 5 years. She has prior convictions in 2001, drug paraphernalia, 2 counts, each for 1 year. This is her second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, read CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. Her disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 1999, marijuana violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2012, narcotic drug violation, 2 counts, Arizona, disposition unknown. Her community risk score is a G3B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Ms. Brady, we have a written case supervision summary here, and it looks like you were, when you were released, you were approved to live with your mother at 1356 Rio Lane in Thatcher, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Did you stay there the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were still living there?
Yeah, I'm still living there.
All right. And were you working?
No, I was trying to get a job.
Okay, so you were looking. What kind of work do you do? What were you looking for?
Well, I was looking for anything that would hire me at the time.
Okay, all right. It looks like you were directed to have a substance abuse evaluation. What happened about that?
I went and I was doing counseling.
Okay.
I went to all my counseling except for one, and I missed it.
Okay. And was that Arizona Counseling and Treatment Services?
No, it's through ACTS.
Okay. ACTS. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And did you get a mental health evaluation?
I was, yeah, they did, but I did it over the phone, over the computer.
Okay. They just did it. Okay. You didn't have to actually go there.
No, it's like I said, it's through ACTS, so the doctor did it through the computer.
Okay, perfect. It looks like you did, though, have around April 24th, you had a positive drug test for methamphetamine, is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Has that been a problem for you? I see when, as Mr. Westby gave us your background, that you've had several arrests, and of course you're in prison right now for drug-related. Has meth been a problem for you for a long time?
Yes, it has.
How long have you been using?
Since 99.
Okay, and that's what those arrests were way back then?
Yeah.
Dangerous drug and a drug paraphernalia?
Yes.
Okay, and then in 2012, it looks like you had a couple of narcotic drug arrests?
Yeah.
So that wasn't meth. Was that something else?
They were trying to say that I had a pill on me. I don't do morphine pills, so.
Okay. So your drug of choice is really meth?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't get into heroin or any of that?
Huh?
No heroin, anything like that?
No, I don't do none of that.
Okay. All right. All right. So, what happened at this incident? What happened? What was going on that day?
I just had a lot of problems on my head and my mind. It's like I just buried my granddaughter May 12th, and I got a disturbing phone call, and I just couldn't control it. I mean, I got mad. That's something I got to learn how to do.
Okay. Well, please accept our condolences on the death of your granddaughter. That must have been quite difficult.
Yes.
Okay, so you punched a mirror, it looks like. Broke a mirror?
Yeah, I broke the bottom half.
Okay.
I was by myself in the bathroom.
Okay. Well, I guess that's probably why they had you going to Behavior System Southwest, or, you know, any of the other counseling you were doing with ACTS to try to help you learn some better ways to handle things. Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone? Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
I just had one question. I know that you broke the mirror. I was trying to get an understanding as to what personally went on that caused you to break the mirror.
Yeah.
What was it that caused you to get upset?
To get mad?
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a phone call from my boyfriend.
And
I just, like I said, I just buried my granddaughter, and then just him talking his usual shit to me, it just kind of made me mad.
Have you taken any anger management classes or anything similar to that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and so it looks like that immediately after that, you went and told security that you had broke the mirror?
Yes, I told them the truth, that I got upset and I broke it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to them. They asked me if I accidentally knocked the Dorn to it, and I said, no, I did it myself.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Brady, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement before the board makes its decision. So is there anything else that you haven't told us that you think is important for the board to consider?
No, besides I just need a rehab, not prison, but other than that, no.
Okay, ma'am, thank you very much for your input. The board's going to go into discussion, and we'll be right back with you. All we ask is you just remain on the phone there, listen to the discussion, and remain silent, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Ms. Brady. The board is now in discussion. Ms. Brady has been out for, was about 6 months out, and was mostly attending, looks like she missed a few sessions in April, did use methamphetamine while she was on in April, and that could be explained why she missed the sessions, but does appear to be in need of, as she says, in need of rehab. I am at this point not seeing her as a good candidate for community supervision, but I would certainly listen to fellow board members.
Agree.
Mr. Johnson?
I know she had missed a couple classes, but
yeah.
This violation that she has for breaking the mirror, she said that she got into an argument and discussed it. And she said she had a death in the family that she got upset, she broke the mirror, and immediately went up to security and reported that she broke the mirror. I think that she did engage in physical violent behavior, but that had nothing to do with anyone else, or she didn't direct it toward anyone else according to the information that we have. And immediately when she went and did it, she went and told security that she broke it. She said they'll ask her if she hit the door, or she could have made up any kind of story about the mirror actually being broke, but she told the truth and went up there. I think this, you know, because of that, I think this, you know, her behavior, she needs to do some type of anger management maybe, but I think I would be supportive because of the action that she took afterwards when she did it, and that there was no violence directed at any person, nor was there any indication, at least in the letter, that she reacted or talked violently to the security when she actually went in there and reported it. That I would be supportive of her going back out and having a second opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any other input from board members? Her residence is in Thatcher, which there's not a lot of, it's very rural, and so there's not a lot of treatment opportunity there, but she was in, it looks like, Tucson, possibly in Behavior System Southwest, attending treatment. I mean, in principle, I'm in agreement with you. I'm just concerned about the rural residents and the opportunities that would be available there for treatment, which are pretty scarce in Thatcher, Arizona. That's the only thing. So, well, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and certainly with due consideration of your position. I'm going to make a motion based on information in Warrant 2018-W1555. I am going to move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Brady was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using methamphetamine while she was on supervision. Which may or may not have led to may have compounded, let's just say, the situation that led to the behavior. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree?
I disagree.
Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal, and disagreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, all right, back to you, Ms. Brady. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. Just, and you heard the discussion, concern about just the availability of treatment to you in Thatcher, Arizona. And you know, we certainly wish you the best and understand that you know, rehab is something that would be very beneficial to you. But you are scheduled right now to be released on or about November 10th of 2018, ma'am. So, and you'll have no parole officer at that point. You'll have freedom to do whatever you want without community supervision. So we thank you for participating in your hearing today and wish you the best, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
This concludes your hearing.